Tell me about moving to secondary school and give the year if you can.
I moved up to secondary school in 1989, I believe. Don't remember the first year being too much of a problem diabetes-wise. I just remember being excited about the different lessons and meeting new people. But after I'd been there about a year, so I guess in the second year, about 1990-91, I went over to a different insulin regime where I went from having two injections a day to having four injections a day, which meant one long-acting insulin injection before bed and then short-acting insulin before every meal, which meant I had to do injections at school. But the school were really great. I didn't feel comfortable doing the injections in the classroom at that stage, and didn't really fancy the idea of sneaking off to the toilets to do it. So arranged with the nurse at the school to use the medical room every lunchtime. So I used to nip in there, do my injection before lunch, and then go round to the canteen. They were really good, actually, because they arranged me to have an early dinner pass to get into the canteen first thing, which meant no delay between injections and eating. But other than that, I don't remember the new regime creating much of a problem. It actually pleased me because it meant no snacks in between meals, which was my biggest pet hate. And it meant I could do things a lot more easily than I did with the two injection regime. Say dinner was going to be delayed by an hour and a half, it wasn't such a big deal because you delay having the injection, therefore there wouldn't be any knock-on effect of high blood sugars. And I just loved it. I didn't mind the fact it was twice as many injections.
Did you have any problems with high blood sugars?
From time to time with this two injection regime, it was so rigid that if you needed to deviate at all, like you were late home from school, therefore you were late for tea, or your lunch wasn't at 12 o'clock, it was at 1:30, 2 o'clock on the weekends. It just knocked things out of sync. There was no flexibility to it. But the pen regime was a lot more like your body would work with the insulin, which meant I could have breakfast at 9 o'clock if I wanted, instead of make 8 o'clock every morning. It meant that I could have lunch at any time that I liked, or if I'd had my tea and a friend phoned up and said, oh, come round for pizza and a video, before I couldn't have had the pizza, I'd have just had to go, well, you guys have it, I'll watch the video. With the new pen, I could just have an extra injection and I could still have a bit of pizza, which was just amazing for me.
Did you ever end up in hospital with high or low sugar?